Welcome to episode 854 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Bible highlights several individuals known for their devout prayer lives, often considered as prayer warriors due to their deep commitment to prayer and their examples of how prayer can significantly impact both personal faith and the course of events. Among these is Abraham. His dialogue with God concerning Sodom and Gomorrah shows his boldness in intercession and his compassion for the righteous living among the wicked. Moses frequently interceded on behalf of the Israelites, especially when they sinned against God. The Psalms are filled with David's prayers, ranging from laments and petitions to thanksgiving and praise. David's honest and raw communication with God teaches us that prayer can encompass every emotion. Elijah's prayers were powerful and effective. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. And certainly there is no greater prayer warrior than Jesus himself. Still, no list of praying giants would be complete without the name Daniel. The book of Daniel offers profound insights into the practice of prayer and its significance in the life of a believer. Daniel's life exemplifies a steadfast commitment to prayer, demonstrating its role as a foundational aspect of faith, communication with God, and reliance on divine guidance. In Daniel 2, when the Babylonian ruler, Nebuchadnezzar, demands the interpretation of a dream without revealing its content, Daniel turns to prayer. He and his three friends seek God's mercy concerning this mystery. The dream and its interpretation are subsequently revealed. This teaches us the power of communal prayer and seeking divine wisdom in times of uncertainty. Daniel is known for his unwavering consistency in prayer, praying 3 times a day, facing Jerusalem. This regularity underscores the importance of a disciplined prayer life and the value of setting aside specific times for communion with God. Daniel's consistency teaches us that prayer should not be sporadic or only in times of need, but a continual practice that sustains and nurtures our relationship with God. Even when faced with the threat of death for his prayer life, Daniel did not waver in his commitment to prayer. His actions demonstrate that prayer is not just for easy times, but is crucial, especially in moments of trial and adversity. Daniel's example encourages believers to remain faithful in prayer, regardless of circumstances, trusting in God's sovereignty and protection. Daniel's decision to continue praying, even when it was outlawed, stands as an act of spiritual defiance against ungodly decrees. It shows that prayer can be a form of resistance against unrighteousness, affirming God's authority over human laws and edicts. In Daniel 9, Daniel's prayer includes confession of sins and intercession for his people. He acknowledges their collective wrongdoing and seeks God's mercy and forgiveness. This teaches us the importance of confession and intercession in our prayer lives, approaching God with humility, repentance, and concern for others. Daniel also prays for understanding of God's revelation, particularly in Daniel chapter 9. His prayers were not solely petitions for personal needs, but also requests for wisdom and insight into God's will and purpose. This highlights the role of prayer in seeking divine guidance and understanding beyond our immediate concerns. Daniel's practice of fasting, coupled with prayer, especially when seeking clarity or mourning, illustrates the power of combining prayer with fasting to deepen one's spiritual fervor and focus. The immediate response of God to Daniel's prayers, sometimes even before he had finished praying, which we see in both Daniel 9 and 10, underscores that God hears and responds to the prayers of the faithful. It reassures us of the efficacy of prayer and God's readiness to engage with his people. In essence, Daniel teaches us that prayer is a vital lifeline to God, a means to express faithfulness, seek forgiveness, intercede for others, gain understanding, and experience God's presence and guidance. Daniel's prayer life serves as a model for believers, encouraging us to cultivate a disciplined, earnest, and heart-driven approach to prayer. While not explicitly described as praying in the moment of their trial, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego exhibit a profound trust in God when faced with the fiery furnace in Daniel chapter 3. Their declaration that God is able to deliver them, but even if he does not, they will not worship another God, reflects a life committed to faithfulness and trust in God's sovereignty. This can be seen as a form of prayerful living, where one's actions and decisions are rooted in a deep trust in and reverence for God. This was certainly true also for Daniel. After witnessing the miraculous deliverance of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and later his own humbling experience of living as a beast until he acknowledged the Most High God, Nebuchadnezzar offers praise to God. His proclamation of God's sovereignty and his own testimony of being humbled and then restored can be viewed as a form of prayer, acknowledging God's power and authority. From Nebuchadnezzar's experience, we learn the importance of recognizing God's sovereignty and the transformative power of acknowledging him as the ruler over all. We cannot overstate the influence of a prayerful Daniel on this pagan king. Daniel's prayer life in the Old Testament foreshadows the prayer life of Jesus in several profound ways, providing a template for devotion and communion with God that Jesus would exemplify in his earthly ministry. Just as Daniel prayed 3 times a day regularly, as recorded in Daniel 6, verse 10, Jesus also had a consistent prayer life, often withdrawing to lonely places to pray. Mark 1, verse 35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." This verse shows Jesus' habit of starting his day with prayer, seeking solitude to commune with the Father. Both Jesus and Daniel demonstrate the importance of regular, disciplined prayer, not as a ritual obligation, but as a vital connection with the Father. Daniel's decision to continue praying, even when faced with the threat of the lion's den, foreshadows Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, where, facing imminent arrest and crucifixion, he prayed more earnestly. Both instances show prayer as the source of strength and submission to God's will in the face of life-threatening situations. Daniel's prayer in Daniel 9 includes confession of sin and intercession for his people. Similarly, Jesus interceded for humanity, offering prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears. Hebrews 5:7. While Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. John 17, verses 9 and 15. "I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." Known as the high priestly prayer, John 17 showcases Jesus praying not only for his disciples, but for all believers, highlighting the role of intercessory prayer. Both Jesus and Daniel highlight the role of prayer in seeking forgiveness and God's mercy for others. Daniel sought understanding of God's will through prayer, especially concerning the future of his people. Jesus' prayer life was centered on seeking and submitting to the Father's will. He famously prays in Luke 22, verse 42, "Not my will, but yours be done." Both figures demonstrate a deep desire to understand and fulfill God's purposes. Daniel's times of fasting were linked with prayer, seeking God's guidance and intervention. We see this especially in Daniel chapters 9 and 10. Jesus also fasted and prayed, most notably during his 40 days in the wilderness in Matthew 4, illustrating how fasting can accompany prayer to express dependence on God and seek his direction. Daniel received immediate answers to his prayers, demonstrating God's attentiveness to the prayers of the faithful. Jesus' prayers were also heard by the Father, evidenced by immediate signs and miracles, reinforcing the belief that God responds to the earnest prayers of his children. Both Daniel and Jesus used prayer not only as a personal spiritual discipline, but also as a witness to others. Daniel's commitment to prayer, even in defiance of the king's decree, bore witness to his faith. Jesus' prayer life, particularly his practice of giving thanks publicly before performing miracles, served as a testament to his relationship with the Father and his authority as God's Son. In essence, the prayerful living of Daniel and those he influenced, alongside the ultimate example set by Jesus, offer a rich tapestry of lessons on the power and necessity of prayer. Father, we thank you for the powerful examples of prayerful living demonstrated by your faithful servants in the Scriptures. Teach us to pray with the same fervency, discipline, and trust as Daniel, that we may seek your will above our own and draw nearer to you each day. Help us to remember the lessons of humility, intercession, and faithfulness in prayer, following in the footsteps of Jesus. May our lives reflect a deep reliance on you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.